extreme parental interference. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective.
Schools across the state are promoting their athletic and non-athletic activities through the MHSAA's digital broadcasting program. Students are getting experience in video production, and schools are using the program to better communicate with their communities through the MHSAA.tv website. For information about the digital broadcasting program, visit MHSAA.tv. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
The headline on the story said it all. Coach quits over extreme parental interference. The story itself isn't all that new. A high school coach, tired of the grief generated by a parent or parents, decides it isn't worth it and walks away from the team. But there is one twist that's a little different here. This time, the coach didn't wait until the end of the season to pack it in. This departure was effective immediately. Now, this is an extreme situation, but it does give us good food for thought. This is a historical issue. You can even go back to settings like those in the movie Hoosiers, where the parents had a better idea about running the basketball team at Hickory High, where they coached their kids from the grandstands, and nearly voted Gene Hackman's character, Norman Dale, out of a job in midseason. I had one simple rule for my parents when I coached some of my kids' youth sports teams. The parents shouted encouragement, but not instructions. I was lucky. They complied. Unfortunately, we've all seen those situations where a parent or a group of parents or family members undermine the coach by shouting instructions to their child on the playing surface and the child following those instructions. What coach wouldn't want to bail out under those circumstances? When you've been doing this for 25 years, things seem to run together over time. But the worst example I probably ever seen was one year at our basketball semifinals and finals, where it was painfully obvious that a group of two, sometimes three people, sitting in the stands opposite the team benches were telling their children what to do. And it wasn't hard to see the frustration on the coach's face as the insubordination played out. And as disgusting as it was to watch that display, someone told me afterwards that they believed one of the group to be a one-time school coach and athletic administrator. Now, I never bothered to find out if it was true, but it would have been interesting, though, to see what kind of message this individual delivered to parents on Meet the Team night if it was, and then how unruly parent behavior was dealt with when it occurred. All year long, but especially during the winter sports season, where spectators tend to be more on top of the action, the kids need to play their game and hear only the voices of their teammates and their coaches. As I've said before, parents, let the children play, let the officials officiate, and let the coaches coach. The 20th Women in Sports Leadership Conference will take place in Lansing February 5th and 6th and is for anyone interested in becoming a coach, official, or administrator in the world of educational athletics. Student athletes are also encouraged to attend. This conference fills up quickly, so visit the MHSAA website to sign up today. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.